What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me on the phone from the neighborhood on CBS, actor Max Greenfield. Welcome back, man. Long time no talk.
I know. What's going on, man?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It was funny because we were talking the other day how you're listed as being actually younger than what you are on Google, I believe. They said you just turned 40, but you've been 40. I want to be younger. How did you manage to make that happen?
I really didn't do anything. The internet just decided that I was a year younger, and we just went with it.
Yeah. Why correct him, huh?
No, I was thrilled about it.
And
my wife walks around and tells people that it's just real. I'm like, you can't.
It's kind of funny.
You can't just lie to people. That's just a mistake the internet made.
It's kind of funny because Mario's wife on the internet is listed to be born 1 year after she was born as well.
So she's younger too. Everyone's younger. That's fantastic. And I remember last time we talked, we were both stumped by our daughter's schoolwork. How are you guys handling virtual classes now?
Well, so now she's sort of in an all day Zoom now. And I think whatever she doesn't understand is not worth the embarrassment of having to come and ask me and sit with her in front of her entire class. So I'm not really sure how it's going this year. fifth grade seems to be, by all accounts, way more advanced than I'm capable of.
Oh, yeah. No, tell me about it. I think I peaked at third grade. That was it. That was it for me. And what about your son? I mean, he's a little guy, right? Is he in preschool or?
He's five.
Okay.
So the school, I think, has done a really good job, and they do just an hour with him on, or an hour and a half with him, and it's sort of broken up on the computer, and it's just some games and stuff, you know, learn some letters and stay engaged. And at first he was so confused by it.
Yeah.
Which I got, and I was like, all right, man, it's cool. You don't have to do this. And then we stuck with it, and he's really sort of taken to it, and, you know, you hope that this doesn't last for too much longer, but, you know, in the situation we're in, it's been a nice little way a good way to start the day.
Yeah, I'm definitely catching up on family time, that's for sure. What about TikTok? Are your kids into the TikTok dances at all?
Yeah, we have to put a stop to the TikTok. Dude,
my daughter is so obsessed. By the way, she's got a good little following now. I think she's got like 5,000 followers all on her own here. But it's so funny because
she'll
be
exactly on her own. Let's be
well.
Real.
No, she'll drag us in. But it's her. I didn't help her set. I don't know how to do a TikTok thing. But here's the thing. It's funny because she'll be walking. We'll be in the grocery store or just hanging out, and she'll just be doing little dances, and it looks like she's having some sort of attack.
Yeah, I think spontaneous.
Oh my God.
Spontaneous choreography is new terrorism.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Right? I mean, I honestly, I can't tell you how many times my wife and I have to be like, Lily, stop moving.
Right, exactly. It seemed that it came at a good time, though, with, you know, with the pandemic and them to entertain themselves and stuff. So I think it's kind of helpful.
I guess so. But then there was a minute where we were like, oh, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, no. I'm with you on that. Well, speaking of kids, man, I know my kids are going to dig this one. Actually, I will too, because I think I told you I love when animals talk. And your new movie, Cats and Dogs 3, Paws Unite, looks really, really cute. What's it about?
It's fun, man. It's I don't know if you know any, if you've seen the other ones, Cats and Dogs 1 and 2. It's been such a fun series. I was so happy to be a part of it. You know, when they asked, I was like, oh, this is exactly what I want to do. My kids can't exactly watch American Horror Story.
Yet.
I mean, maybe when they're 35.
Right.
And even New Girl, you know, every time I'm like, maybe Lily can watch it, we'll sit down and like maybe throw on an episode. And, you know, she experiences so many people who come up to me when we're out and be like, oh my God, Schmidt and this. And so she's so curious about the show, and we'll sit down and watch some of it, and I'll go, this is fun. And then within 3 minutes, I'm like, you can't watch this.
Right.
There's all this inappropriate stuff in there. I forget how inappropriate it is. And then I'm like, maybe when you're 15 or 16 or 17 or maybe 21.
Right.
And so this was one of those movies that you're like, oh, everyone can watch this. And specifically in the situation we're in, I think just talking animals feels like the content that is necessary right now. It feels like the most appropriate.
And is, I imagine, is it just like doing an animated movie and, well, I guess they would animate to you and your voice afterwards. How did it work with the animals now and the voiceover work?
The voiceover was exactly like an animated movie.
Okay.
Anything other than that, I was not a part of, but they did a really good job.
And what do you play? Who do you play?
I played Max the dog, ironically.
There you go. Team dog. Okay.
I was really nervous when I went to do the recording. I was like, hey, do you guys have a picture of the dog? And I had an idea of what I wanted the dog to look like.
What did you want it to look like?
Well, I was pleasantly surprised when I saw the dog. I was like, oh, this is perfect. I didn't want it to be as, I'm not into the smaller dogs.
You were afraid you were going to be a Chihuahua.
I was afraid I was going to be a Chihuahua.
Like a Shih Tzu.
Like some sort of like small terrier. And it's just, that's not who I am as a person.
What dog did you want to be if given choice?
You know, I think Max the dog is one. I'm not totally sure, but I was excited about a collie mix. Like a border collie. I knew it wasn't going to be a pit. You know, we adopted a pit during this quarantine, and he's the best.
Nice.
Mario, do you have dogs?
I do. I have two dogs, two French bulldogs. Little dogs, but little tough dogs. They look like little pit bulls. See, if I had a choice to be any dog to animate, I would be like a boxer, but with his ears not cropped, so still approachable. Boxer with uncropped ears.
Wait, didn't you play a dog?
I did play a dog. He was a golden retriever. Eh. But if given choice, I'd want to be a boxer. Or like a Rhodesian Ridgeback, something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Max is like, yeah. Hey, Max, let's talk about the neighborhood, man. I know you're getting ready to start up soon. What's going on with season 3?
Yeah, so we go back tomorrow, our first day. We have our first table read tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Where do you guys do that show at?
CBS Radford.
Oh, great lot.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, CBS has done an incredible job of really preparing everybody, not only on the show, but on the entire lot, for going back and making it as safe as, you know, anybody can in these circumstances. So I'm thrilled and I'm excited to see everybody and excited to get back into it.
Nice, man. Well, congrats on that. And have you been thinking about Halloween yet? It was off, now it's on, but maybe don't trick or treat, but you can if you want to. Very confusing. What have you chosen to do?
Oh, I'm just trying to get through today.
I like it. One Halloween, day at a time.
Yeah, man. Halloween feels like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years from now.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be here any minute. Dang it, man. Well, meanwhile.
And Halloween is the least of my worries right now.
We're going to be watching Cats and Dogs 3, Paws Unite, which is out now on digital. Max, thanks for checking in.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Mario.
You got it, buddy. Take care. On with Mario Lopez.